entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Larry Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Oh, yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time. I am Christopher Hart. Larry Adams will be here momentarily. And, you know, the song goes, makes you feel so good. The bad boys makes you feel so good. Well, this bad boy is sitting here feeling really old right now, folks. I'll tell you why in just a minute. You are listening to us. We are live. It is 6:60, and it is a pretty nice afternoon. We had a couple of little showers, but all in all, it's been a pretty pleasant day. Once again, if you'd like to be a part of our show, 407-774-8255 is the number. And if you happen to miss all or part of any of our programming, you can go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, or go to iTunes or Podbean and type in American Adversaries, and you'll find an archive of our programs. And we'll be building that up in terms of past programs, and all of our future programs, including today, will be up. Why do I feel so old today, folks? Because I am surrounded by youth in the studio. I have Tyler Israel sitting in with me here this afternoon. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, always happy to be here.
Okay, and we also, folks, have a very special announcement for you, a very special introduction. We have a new talent, a new show coming to 6:60 a.m., a live show, Saturday afternoons. It'll be debuting June 8th. That's 1 week from this Saturday, live from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. And I have the host with me this afternoon, and his name is Marshall Polston. Welcome to the show, Marshall.
Well, thank you so much, Christopher. I appreciate you having me on the program today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And what's going to be the name of your program?
Well, it's going to be The Marshall Polston Show, and I'm just really excited about it. We've had a show going on here for the past several months on another station, but I'm really excited about coming to 6:60. It's just all about politics of the day. But we want to have a historical perspective in mind, where we've come from as a country, where we're going to in the future. And then we also want to, you know, ask honest questions. We don't want to try to doesn't mean we won't have our own opinions, but we don't want to try to trip people up when they come on the program. Let's say we've had congressmen on in the past, and we've had state representatives on. We don't want to them up, but we just want to give straightforward, honest questions.
Hold on a minute. Are you describing your show, or are you describing the American Adversaries? I'm not trying to take anything away from you, but that's kind of the approach that we take around here. We know that we're talking about very serious subjects, so we try to take it seriously, but we also try not to take ourselves too seriously.
Right.
Now, Marshall, you're not even in college yet, are you, or are you?
No, I'm 16. I'm soon to be 17, and I'm going to be a senior this year.
And it's fantastic that you're getting into radio, because it's a great medium. I think it's going to be a medium that'll never really go away.
No.
It may change in some fundamental ways, but there will always be a place for particular live talk radio. And once again, would like to welcome you to the lineup here. I'm looking forward to hearing your show. And you're not one of these liberals, are you, invading us over here?
Oh, yeah, I'm an Obama. No, I'm not an Obama lover. I tell you what, just because I'm not an Obama lover doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not going to hear the other side. I like to hear the other side, and we like to have both sides on.
And I think what you're saying is, just because you don't love the man, you don't hate him.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's very true.
You know, and I think that's something that we all need to take away from this. I mean, that's why we call our show The American Adversaries, because we have the honor of living in an adversarial form of government. But that means we also have responsibilities, and that is to respect one another. And I think that that's one of the things that the president kind of doesn't really get.
Right.
And I think he'd be a far better communicator and leader if he did understand that respect is a two-way street. And you'll be having guests, I presume?
Yes, we've had, like I said, we've had many guests in the past from a different variety of fields and in politics. We have economic and financial analysts on. We've got congressmen on, state representatives, local officials like mayors. You know, we've got heads of large corporations, large companies. We've just had Harris Rosen on, a wonderful man. He came to talk about his his charity work that he does, and he's got really fantastic programs. Just people like that, and also I think we're going to have debates from time to time to bring on some professors from colleges, both sides of the aisle.
Okay, once again, folks. You're going to have to tune in to the Marshall Polston Show. It's starting June the 8th, that's Saturday, a week from this Saturday. It'll be live every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. And you'll be welcome. You'll be taking phone callers and as
right.
Well.
We will be taking phone callers as well. And we also give out free prizes. You know, we've got some things like golf tickets, which we'll give out to places like Orange Tree. A whole variety of things. Another thing that we like to do is we like to look into history and we like to see where we've come from as a country. And as a country, we've really swayed from what the founders have set in place Progressivism and liberalism have really taken root, and we like to look at exactly what that has done to our country and where that has taken us away from the founding. And it started back in the early 20th century, and it's really taken us down a dark course, and hopefully we can get back to where the founders envisioned us in the future. And that's what another thing we try to expose and talk about as well.
Constitutionalist on 660, huh? I think he'll fit right in.
Most definitely. And once again, that's what we try to do around here. And Marshall, what got you into radio to start with? I mean, it doesn't seem like the average pursuit of a young kid these days. Tyler accepted over here.
Well, I started to look for different things to do for an Eagle Scout service project. And so I found a Civil War cemetery. It was actually a Union Civil War cemetery over by Disney. And we fixed that up for my Eagle Scout service project. And later on, some people asked me to do another one in Castleberry, which was fixing up a Civil War era cemetery there with veterans and things of that nature. And so after we completed that, I was invited down to a local radio station. I don't know if I want to name the person's name or not, because I don't know if they'd like me to do that. But they had me down, and we discussed, the cemeteries and the work that we'd done there. But they'd also said, well, I agree with your political ideas, and I agree with your idea for a program. And so they gave me some people to talk to, and eventually we ended up having radio shows on the weekends. And we started the process back in July, and we have been on the air now for about 6 to 8 months.
Well, I'm glad that your feet have landed here at the Salem Communications Studios in Altamont Springs. You're very welcome here at 660 AM, and I'm sure that you're going to find the audience to your liking. They are not only very loyal and very courteous, but they are also very knowledgeable as well, and we always enjoy it when they call our show. Are you in a hurry this afternoon?
No, not in any particular hurry, no.
Well, maybe you can stick around a little bit longer help us talk to Abe Katzman. Folks, when we come back, I think Lair has just made his way into the studios. He'll be back. Abe Katzman, we got our days mixed up, and he's going to be on our show today. Dr. Jonathan Matusitz decided that he was in preparation for his speech tomorrow night. He'd prefer to come on later in the week, or excuse me, in the month. We'll be right back.
From Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit. The new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com.
Oh, yeah.
Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
From his beautiful seaside hometown of Positano, Italy, Chef Pasquale Barbera brings his exclusive family recipes to Central Florida and Cafe Positano. Whether you're looking for true Italian pizza and calzone, or their mouth-watering special dishes and elegant dining at an affordable price, let Cafe Positano show you why food is not a business, but a passion. Cafe Positano is 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Call 407-774-8080. Pasquale?
I want to thank you everybody to come to Cafe Positano.
Back from the dressing room to re-stretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary.
Okay, folks, that's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and we are live this afternoon. It is drive time, so please, if you're out on the roads, take it easy. Make sure you get where you're going first, and then in a timely fashion, always comes second. Okay, I'm Christopher Hart. Lair Adams has joined the team this afternoon.
I have arrived!
Yeah, and we still have Tyler Israel in the studio.
Yep, Lair's tarred to the party.
And then we still also have with us Marshall Polston, who's going to have a brand new show starting June 8th, Saturdays, live from 2 to 3 p.m. And once again, welcome aboard, Marshall.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, and we also have our man from Jerusalem on with us this evening. And, of course, I'm talking about the columnist commentator who finds his work all over the world. And I'm talking about Abe Katzman. Hey, Abe, how you doing tonight? Thanks for being with us.
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Sounds like you got quite a party there in the studio.
We're just warming up, Abe. We're just warming up.
They're mad at me, Abe, because I was late coming into the studio. I really couldn't help it either. But
yeah, I don't know which person to strangle here first. Lair, because he was late, or Tyler or Marshall because they're so young and they're getting into this radio business. Oh my gosh. It's just fantastic to see these great young minds getting into this medium. Real quick, any tips for Marshall or Tyler who want to get into journalism and radio?
Any tips? Boy, you caught me unprepared for that one.
I have a great one.
Work on your writing. Work on your phrasing. I would say that. Prepare, have nice little nuggets of things to say.
Very well, very good answer.
Absolutely,
Abe.
And watch out for the IRS.
Well,
speaking of the IRS, Abe, there's two main subjects I'd like to discuss with you tonight. One is Syria, and one is the IRS. Since Lair mentioned the IRS, let's just go ahead and take that one first. Are you aware, has it come out in the Israeli media that there were pro-Israeli groups also who were being targeted by the IRS?
That was mentioned early on. There was one organization in particular called Z Street.
Yeah, Z Street, yeah.
That was mentioned. There hasn't been a lot of discussion since, and I think that in general, Israel is kind of a few days behind on this. I think as the scandal gets bigger, Israel pays more attention to it. People are vaguely aware of it, but for instance, I don't think anybody here can tell you how Eric Holder, said one thing and turned out that surprisingly that one thing wasn't exactly true.
Well, in Israeli politics, Abe, would this be considered a big thing?
Just
politics as usual?
It could be both. Politics as usual here is rough, mm-hmm. and people here are not beyond doing underhanded things. I'm not proud about saying it, but it happens to be true. There is also a very active state prosecutor that goes after politicians for any kind of corrupt thing, and there have been resignations in the past. Look, there was years ago, Yitzhak Rabin was prime minister and had to resign because his wife illegally maintained a bank account. In at the time, it was illegal for an Israeli to have a bank account in America.
Oh, I remember and that.
He had a bank account because he had been ambassador. And so she still had a bank account. He ended up having to resign the prime ministership. So they're sticklers. They do go after political corruption, but that doesn't mean that people don't still try it.
And in all fairness, you say that the media is a couple of days behind over there. You know, there's more than one, you know, scandal going on over here. So it's probably, you know, it takes an effort just to sort it all out. And you mentioned Eric Holder, for instance, and his testimony before Congress having to do with the media going after the AP and this fellow Jim Rosen for Fox. And saying he never had anything to, he wouldn't, as a matter of fact, he wouldn't even do anything along those lines. It turns out his signature is right there on the bottom line. So there's.
I'm sure there's a perfectly logical explanation.
Yes.
Yeah, when you sign so many things without reading them, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah absolutely.
We'll get that as soon as we get the explanation of where President Obama was on Benghazi night.
Yeah, and we're not holding our breaths around here. Abe Marshall has a question for you.
Yes, sure. I just wanted to, you know, this is, there's a, it seems like, you know, what's the latest scandal is the question of the day, pretty much, you know, every day. We don't know what's going to come out of this administration next. You know, it's seeming to shape up to be something, in my opinion at least, the nature of the Teapot Dome scandal of the Harding administration, or even like Nixon. How big is this, though? How much of this do you think is fluff, or how much do you think of it is actually real?
Abe,
well, I can't say that I remember the Teapot Dome scandal, all that, so, considering it was a good, 40 years before I was born? Something like that. Anyway, look, this stuff has, I think this has legs. My perspective is probably a bit different because I'm not in America at the moment. So, but from where I sit, I think it has legs. That said, I don't think it's bringing down the administration. Eric Holder may be too much of a liability, but I think that the president himself is just too popular, and too many people have too much invested in him.
Abe, this is one reason why we like to have you on the show every week, is because we do get that outside perspective, sort of looking in, and we need that. We need that that angle, if you will. And I think you're absolutely right. There'll probably be a few heads to roll. His would probably be the biggest head. And I don't think the Republicans should even want Obama to go away. He's there now. If he goes away, what are we going to get in his place? It's kind of like Assad in Syria.
Use his liability.
Exactly. The man has been hampered. He's been handicapped now, and to make sure that he stays handicapped over all of this.
I hear you. That's certainly one way to look at it. And, I think that's probably not a bad approach.
And I'll tell you what, I honestly would feel much better, and it sounds bad to say, but I would feel much better with Barack Obama as president of the United States than I would Joe Biden any day.
Well, you know, we've kind of discussed that on this show before, you know. It's kind of like, you know, but the Obama is the devil we now know.
Yeah, which devil's worse?
You know, so we'll stick with him. And speaking of Barack Obama, let's talk a few minutes about Syria, if we will. There's been some developments, I think rather significant developments over the past couple of days, and I kind of want to go through. There's three or four of them with you, Abe. First of all, John McCain showing up on the Turkish border with Syria and actually venturing into Syria. What do you think that's all about? Do you think that he's working sort of in conjunction with the administration? If not, is he becoming a liability in this whole process?
I think the administration is probably not so. I mean, look, they don't want to get heavily involved, but if it's a matter of being somewhat involved, having McCain up there, gives them a certain amount of political cover. I imagine that McCain is going to try, if they do anything, it's going to be in coordination with the European Union, and it's not going to be much. Whatever they get most, I mean, if they impose a no-fly zone or if they, up the amount of non-lethal aid they provide, or whatever it'll be, it's still not the kind of support that will challenge President Assad with his, Hezbollah and Iranian allies. He's and Russian. Don't let's not forget the
right.
You know, Russia has said they're going ahead with this.
Sure.
With this delivery of the S-300 system.
And
the S-300 system, by the way, puts pretty much all of Israeli airspace at risk.
And it's a direct stick in the eye to Obama.
Well,
that's not their first one. I think they rather enjoy it. I think they like having the U.S. the Obama administration put its neck out a little bit in terms of some kind of position, and then just undermine them completely. And I really don't see any respect coming from the Russians for the president or the secretary of state.
So, Abe, do you believe that this was maybe more or less not McCain trying to seem like he was sending a message to the Syrian regime, rather that he was sending more of a message to the Russians?
I'm sorry, that he was sending a message to?
The Russians.
Well, it's very hard to tell, to try to read symbols. We'll find out soon enough exactly what this trip was about.
All right,
what's going to come from it.
All right, Abe, let me ask you this. You mentioned the missiles going from Russia into Syria. There's been some media reports here that have come out today that according to an Israeli official, and I'll get you his name here in just a second, let's see, the defense minister, Moshe Ya'alon. Yes. He said that if those missiles go in there, when they find their hands way into the hands of Bashar Assad, Israel, it may just take them out.
I think he's you should understand he is a very straight talker. He is just as straight as they come. So if he says it, I believe that is a position that Israel is strongly contemplating. And the truth is, I don't even know if the Russians would be that upset. You know, the Russians were going to sell the system to Iran a few years ago, finally were backed off doing it. But at the time, they said, what's the problem? We'll sell it to Iran, and Israel destroys it. So, in other words, they'll still get the sale.
I see what you're saying. Everybody's happy, except the Syrians. And
right.
Okay, Abe, I have a caller who would like to make a comment or a question for you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rick, thank you for calling. Your comment for Abe Katzman. Thank you, Rick. Are you there? Your comment? Okay.
Oh, there we go.
All right, go ahead. Your comment real quick.
Okay, I see as a no-win situation, no matter which side we go on. We either go with Bashar Assad and Iran and the Russians, or we go with the so-called freedom fighters with the Muslim Brotherhood and Saudi Arabia.
Is it really pretty much that clear-cut, Abe? It sure kind of looks that way from here.
Is it no win? I think the only way to approach winning is if both sides lose.
Good
that's
point.
The only way we win. I am not that. I don't want this to end too quickly. I would like to see. It doesn't bother me at all to see Hezbollah turning its weapons on President Assad's troops, or vice versa.
Dave, speaking of quick, we have to quickly go to a break.
Sure.
I've got one more question for you, if you'll stay through the break, and then we'll come
Absolutely.
Back to you. Okay.
Folks, for other American adversaries, another rainy Wednesday afternoon, but we can take it. We need the rain, and we'll be right back.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit. And the new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's
your cruisitude. Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Oh, yeah. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage.
The American Adversaries, where you and the president can wrestle for the truth.
We're still in this wrestling match with
Blair Adams
and
Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
Okay, folks, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams here with you this afternoon. And in the studio with us is our intern, Tyler Israel, and also the new man on the block, the new kid on the block, so to speak.
Another new one.
Literally. The new guy on the block, his name is Marshall Polston. And tune in Saturday, starting June 8th, live every afternoon, Saturdays, from 2 to 3 p.m. and catch the Marshall Polston Show. It's going to be a great show. Sounds like he's knows what he's doing. And certainly, as you can tell, folks, he's got the voice for it, if not the face.
That's right. And on the mornings on Saturday, they can also listen to
Carl Jackson.
That's right.
That's right. The Carl Jackson Show, along with his partner, Mickey Alvarez. And they are live at 8 to 9 a.m. And if you got something that you, you know, want to hear about on Sundays, don't forget us. We do our show as well live Sunday evening from 5 to 8. And, Marshall, you want to come join us Sunday? And
well, I certainly would like to. I would enjoy doing that.
All right. The invitation is extended.
Absolutely.
Okay, Abe, and if you're in town, you're welcome, too. Maybe we'll have some pizza, and who knows. Hey, Abe, on a more serious note, we were talking about Syria. There's been the other two major developments, if you will. First of all, Monday, and Russia responded to this yesterday by saying, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to send those missiles for sure now. The EU voted, the 27 members of the European Union voted to lower their, do away with their arms embargo. Now, this does not mean that they're going to supply weapons, but it means that now, if any one of the countries wants to, it'll be okay. What do you think about that, and what do you think about the chances that John Kerry is going to put together any kind of substantial peace talks in Geneva next month?
Well, first regarding John Kerry, because that's the easier thing to deal with. I have what little faith I had in John Kerry has pretty much disappeared. You know, he came out this week with a with his big peace plan after 2 months of dealing with of negotiations with the Israelis and the Palestinians, and his big plan was basically to create about $4 billion in joint economic activities. It's like, that's really the problem? You really think that's the solution to the problem? I mean, it's a fine thing to do, but it doesn't address any of the underlying issues.
Right.
In Syria, he's not much better. I mean, now the State Department demanded, made a demand for Hezbollah to withdraw. They said that their participation in Syria is unacceptable and an extremely dangerous escalation. I mean, Hezbollah's existence is an escalation.
And not only that, but that is such a, how should I say, like a rookie or amateurish mistake in the world of diplomacy, because Hezbollah is going to make them look totally impotent.
Exactly. What could he do? I don't, you know, I sometimes wonder if he really is a bit out of touch with the realities of foreign policy, especially regarding the Mideast.
Well, if you couldn't understand that emboldens people.
I think he's been eating too much ketchup.
I don't think I've ever seen someone whose actual importance is so out of whack with his image of his importance. He's making himself about as irrelevant as possible.
All right. Agreed. What do you think about the European Union? Does that help
European
or hurt the
Union? That's right. That's an interesting development. It's a first step in maybe doing something. The European Union, though, moves so slowly. Everything has to be done unanimously, 27 countries. And remember, these are all countries where somebody once commented where, you know, half the grandfathers of these people were trying to kill the other half grandfathers just a few years ago. So, you know, to get them to agree on things isn't always so easy. Whether they'll actually do anything with ending this arms embargo, we'll see. I don't know what a few weapons are going to mean unless they really are going to start supplying the rebels. And I don't think they want to do that. I mean, as your caller pointed out before, you know, if there were any good guys in this war, there don't seem to be many now. I'm sure there are some, and maybe we can find out who they are, and maybe we can bolster them, but this is mostly, you know, this is Al-Qaeda against Hezbollah and Iran.
Yeah,
that's not a war you want to pick sides in.
You're right. If there were any good guys, they are normally the first to die in a situation like this, so the opportunity to help them is probably long gone. Abe, I want to thank you so very much for being with us tonight from Jerusalem, and you take care, and we'll be talking to you next week, sir.
My pleasure. Okay, thanks.
Our pleasure, as always, was very informative, and that's why we like having Abe Katzman on our show every week, and he does call live from Jerusalem, where it's going on midnight right now. Once again, folks, you're welcome to call as well. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we're going to get Lenny Curry lined up for you here. Lenny Curry is our next guest tonight. He's the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. And we're going to ask Lenny a few questions, and I think he has a few comments to make as well. In the meantime, let me go back to the phone board here, I have Eva. Eva, you have a comment from Marshall. Are you going to listen to his show? Are you going to give him a call?
You better believe it, because I got the know-how. I can put him in, tell him where to do his research. That's why I called him.
I tell you, you've been a great help to us along the way here, Eva. We appreciate it. Okay, real quickly, your comment for Marshall, because I have to get to our guest.
The Lord is with him because of who your last guest was. John Kerry was a draft dodger in the 60s.
Well, now, wait a minute. John Kerry went to Vietnam.
He still was in the draft. He might have went to Vietnam, but he was in the demonstration when
he was a Vietnam War. He was a Vietnam War protester after he came back.
Same thing to me.
Okay, all right.
I'm not the smartest lady. This is from my experience.
Okay, all right. Anyway, your comment for Marshall.
I'm telling him he's got a good Mr. Kaplan is a good thing, because Marshall's going to have to deal with this thing the rest of his life.
And you're talking about the situation with
in Syria and all this stuff.
Okay.
And he said he was only 16, is that correct?
Marshall?
Right, yes.
Okay. I'm telling you, John Kerry's your number one man. Do a lot of research on John Kerry. You heard what the Katzman said.
Yeah, Abe Katzman.
Stupid. I mean, don't have the education he had, and look how long he stood in Congress, and that relates to McCain. They're all power hungry.
Oh, and Eva, just look at Kerry's wife. This is the woman that said after the big tsunami that George Bush and his brother Jeb had a giant computer that caused a tsunami. Now, this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, all right, Eva.
John Kerry's wife.
Don't blame her. If she's stupid enough to marry Kerry, she's stupid enough to say anything.
Okay. Eva, I want to thank you so much. I do have to let you go, though. Marshall, Eva's one of our loyal listeners and callers, and so I'm sure she'll be listening to your show.
Chris, Kerry can't be that stupid. He's married what? Is this the third wealthy woman this man's married?
All right.
Come on.
Okay, folks. I'd like now to get to our next guest. This man is the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. His name is Lenny Curry. Mr. Curry, thank you for being on the American Adversaries Drive Time this afternoon.
Good to be with you.
Thank you so much, sir. First of all, I understand that you're premiering, if you will. Is it a new ad campaign or a new campaign about Charlie Crist? What's going on here?
Yeah, yesterday we launched what we call Chris Story, which is the name Chris with a dash O-R-Y.
Right.
And it's basically a daily output of facts and information of the history of Charlie Crist. We launched it on Twitter. It's at Chris Story Class, like you're in a history class.
Right.
It's Chris Story Class. And it's basically a social media push that every day will just point out a fact or a little bit of the history of Charlie Crist, much of which is in his own words.
And why are you focusing on Charlie Crist, as if I may not know already?
Yeah, well, I mean, Charlie Crist is one of the most well-known politicians in the state of Florida. In fact, he's known nationally. At one point, he was talked about being a vice presidential pick when John McCain ran in 2008 as a Republican.
Right.
Charlie is clearly taking steps towards a run for something. Some say governor. Who knows? He's not announced, but it's pretty obvious that he's got his eyes on something. So we feel it's our duty to make sure that to help Floridians understand as early as possible what his record is, and to hear that record and see that record in his own words and actions.
And so you'll be adding to this on a daily basis, you said?
Every single day. Yesterday we talked about his reversal on his pledge to not increase taxes. Today we pointed out that both Jim Davis, who's a former gubernatorial candidate, Democratic Party, and Kendrick Meek, a former Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, are questioning Charlie Crist. And tomorrow we'll have something else, and this will be on a day-by-day basis.
All right. And where can people see this again?
The Twitter account is at Cristory Class. So that's CRISTORYCLASS. We also have a Tumblr account, but they can find all of that on the Twitter account. And we'll be launching additional things in weeks ahead.
Okay. Now, let's just be clear, folks. Charlie Crist has left the Republican Party. Has he officially joined the Democrat Party yet?
He did. He joined the Democratic Party and endorsed Barack Obama.
I remember him endorsing.
Shortly after his endorsement, he switched party affiliation, and he did it with much fanfare. He did it at the White House at a party. And,
okay.
He is a Democrat.
Now, but has he been really accepted into the party?
It would appear to me that the party machinery and the party bosses in Florida are trying to clear the field for him for whatever it is he's trying to do. But amongst the rank and file and the grassroots, I think there's some skepticism simply because of the fact that he's got a record of being pro-life, pro-family, pro-gun. He's fought conservative causes his entire life. He's turned his back on many of those. Pretty hard to turn your back on everything you believed in overnight, though. It's one thing to evolve on a position or two. It's another thing to just do a flip or a 180 overnight on everything that you championed and you said you held dear to you.
Oh, you mean like Barack Obama?
Well, do you think that he would pose a real threat to Rick Scott?
But if Charlie Crist decides to run for governor, like anybody that gets in the race for governor, you take seriously. It's a big state, and there's going to be a lot of money raised and spent, a lot of grassroots work on both sides. So whoever the Democratic nominee is, you have to take seriously. But if it's Charlie Crist, it comes down to a campaign of the records. Charlie Crist, over 800,000 jobs were lost in Florida on his watch. Rick Scott, over 330,000 jobs created on his watch. Charlie Crist, unemployment goes from just over 3% to over 11%. Rick Scott, unemployment drops from over 11% to below the national average, which is down in the sevens now. Charlie Crist, debt goes up by $5 billion. Rick Scott, debt goes down by $2 billion. Funding for education under Rick Scott, by the state, is at an all-time high. I mean, the record is clear, and the list goes on and on.
I'm aware of that. Let me just put this out there, though. The poll numbers seem to show that Charlie Crist is more popular than Rick Scott. Do you think that in an actual governor's race, if they were to face off head-to-head, that people might look at it more seriously and those numbers would change?
I do think so. I think there's a couple of things. I think that Rick Scott's numbers will begin to move this year. Right now, we'll begin to see movement, and here's why. Rick Scott went through a bruising, bloody primary, one of the nastiest primaries we've probably seen. Then they attacked him viciously in the general election. He came out of that election and began governing and doing good things, but his message couldn't get out because we were in a presidential year where Barack Obama and Mitt Romney were beating the heck out of each other and sucking up all the airwaves, radio, TV, and mail. So there wasn't a chance, there was no venue or vehicle for his message. Now there's a vehicle for his message. The other thing is Charlie Crist, as an unannounced candidate, gets the luxury of saying, oh, Charlie Crist looks good, sounds got nice. Once he becomes an outs candidate for any particular office, people will begin to examine his record, and you'll begin to see his numbers change and drop.
Okay, Lenny, listen, we've got to go to a break, but if you'll stay with us, we have a couple more questions for you after the break. That be all right?
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, we're speaking right now with Lenny Curry, who's the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. If you have a question for him, 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships, so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversaries' mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL. If you can take it.
Okay, folks, welcome back to The American Adversaries Drive Time. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams live in the studio with you this afternoon, along with our intern, Tyler Israel, the new man on the block, Marshall Polston, and his show debuts Saturday, June the 8th. It'll be Saturdays live every after Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Marshall, once again, welcome to Salem Communications.
And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. And Nostra Dennis, our executive producer, has joined us in the studio, and we're right now speaking with Lenny Curry, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. And Nostra Dennis has the next question for you there, Lenny.
Yeah, Chairman Curry, thank you very much for joining us today, first of all.
Good to be with you.
Question is, this has got to be one of the most unenviable jobs in the state of Florida, coming in the wake of the Jim Greer fiasco. What was the toughest part of you getting acclimated to your new duties as chairman of the party?
Well, I was fortunate in that, first of all, the people that came before Jim Greer built a really strong party. And then right after the Greer fiasco, John Thrasher took over, stabilized the party, and then Dave Bittner followed his lead, who unfortunately passed away tragically from Lou Gehrig's disease, and that's how I came into the role. So the party was stabilized, and I just picked up where their reforms, where they had started reforms, and I have a good team around me. I walked into an organization that folks that came just before me had stabilized after the after effects of Jim Greer. So that history is behind us.
Real quickly, is that going to be his appointment as chairman by Charlie Crist? Is that going to be part of the Christery class?
You never know. Hey, let me ask you this. Is it possible that if Charlie Crist runs for something on a Democratic ticket, and it's a big ticket, that Jim Greer is someday the chairman of the Florida Democratic Party?
Wow. That would be amazing.
Dennis.
Okay. Another question for you. I hear rumblings that on the state level, at least, the Republican Party is going to actually be serious about going after the Hispanic vote. Can you give us some details on what kinds of things you're planning?
Yeah, and in an overall sense, how are you going to buck up the ground game, Lenny?
Yeah, well, the first thing is that the Republican Party cares about the demographics that you've heard conversation about. We care about Hispanics. We care about young people. We care about women. It's a matter of us embedding ourselves in various communities and with various groups and working through our message, and the message is pretty clear. Look, when you go talk to a Hispanic business owner in the I-4 corridor, and you talk to him about the regulations that the Rick Scott administration has cut to make his business easier, when you talk about the tax cuts, when you talk about funding education, these are all things that resonate with, I hate to even say groups, but we spend time in those communities talking to them about their day-to-day lives because we're, in fact, we believe and are doing the right thing. It's a long-term investment. It's an investment that's relational, but it starts today, and that's in fact what we're doing in those diverse communities, if you will.
Now, I didn't hear you saying that the Republican Party of Florida cares about African Americans.
Don't want to leave anybody out.
I'm assuming you do.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it comes back to all groups. You name it. It's a matter of us being present in those communities, African Americans included, present with people that are of those communities that happen to be Republican, but they can tell our story. Many folks, they'll listen to us when they know we care and we know we're there.
Yeah,
our message, and in fact, our policies work.
Right. Yeah, and that's the key right there, Lenny. And Carl Jackson, who's also a part of our team here, and he does a live show Saturday mornings, he's a black conservative American, and he points out, you know, and we've done it on our show, we have so much to offer and actually so much in common with these groups. We just have to get out there and show it and talk about it. And as Carl says, let them know that we care before they're going to actually care about what we're saying. In other words, we have to let them know that we're interested in them for them to be able to hear our message. And you can only do that by meeting with them face to face and explaining to them that the conservative party, the Republican Party, is the party of prosperity and therefore has so much in common and so much to offer them.
Right.
Let me get off my soapbox for a minute. Lon, a caller, has a question for you, Lenny. So let go to Lon, and thank you for calling, Lon. And real quickly, please, your question for Lenny Curry.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lenny. I have a question for you. I like the idea of the Christery concept, but you said you were promoting it on Twitter and Tumblr. Pretty media savvy, but I don't do those, neither do millions of other people. How about getting a website where everybody can find it?
Lenny?
Yeah, there actually is a website, and I'll tell you what, if the listener will stay tuned, I will get you the Christery website here before I go off the air. I'm going to have somebody hand it to me here in a minute. But
once we get it, we'll put it up on our Facebook page as well.
Absolutely. Great question, though. I left that out in my remarks. Thank you for asking.
Okay. All right. So, as soon as you get that, give it to us. If we can, we'll do it before we go off the air. We only have a couple of minutes, though, left, Lenny. So if not, definitely
I'll
get it.
I'll have it in a matter of seconds. In fact, I have it right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
ChristeryLessons.tumblr.com.
ChristeryLessons.tumblr.com. That's ChristeryLessons.tumblr.com.
It's Tumblr without the E.
Okay.
And you'll see stuff on our, if you go to Republican Party of Florida Facebook page, there'll be activity there as well.
Lenny, I only have about 2 minutes left. One last question for you. We know that Barack Obama has gone to extraordinary lengths using computer technology and everything from psychology to sociology. Is the Republican Party at the national level got an answer for that without necessarily doing the same thing? But is there a battle plan to counteract that?
Yeah, I mean, the national party, I know that they're doing they're looking at their data and the digital side. I'm not involved with the national party on a day-to-day basis. I know that they're evaluating working. And I can tell you that, for example, today we here at the Republican Party of Florida were in a meeting that was data-related, micro-targeting, that is identifying voters, identifying people that either believe what we believe and making sure they turn out and vote, and also identify people that maybe aren't registered as Republicans but that would lean towards our beliefs and making sure that we're connecting with them and talking to them. So there, I can tell you that there's an effort underway at the state level as well.
Okay. Lenny, I'm all out of time. We have to just move on today, but thank you for being on our show, and we look forward to having you back in the future as well.
Real pleasure. Thank you. Thanks to your callers.
Okay. And thank you, sir, for answering all of our questions. And once again, folks, you can go to Christory Class, that's ChristoryClass on Twitter, or you can go to Christory.tumblr, without the E, .com on the website to find out on a daily basis what Charlie Crist did to us in the name of doing something for us while he was the governor of our great state. Don't forget, folks, Marshall Paulston. Marshall, when are you going to be on? When you start?
We're starting on June 8th, and that's going to be from 2 to 3 on 660, and we hope you tune in to hear my show. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Thank you, Marshall.
Just a week from this Saturday.
That's right.
That's right, folks. Dennis, thank you for coming over from headquarters.
It's great to be here. The traffic was good, so I hightailed it over.
All right, and Tyler, thank you for coming up.
Another great day. Always happy to be here and learn something new.
And don't forget, folks, support our sponsors, because without them, we couldn't do this show. Thank you so very much for being with us tonight. Night, everybody.